We're on Samachei on the base. Mosiv Rababa. Kodim she'eni nosei leplonis ke'ura bahari hino. Person made a neri, he's not going to marry this woman because she's ugly. And turned out she wasn't ugly. We'll see what say that means, that she got pretty or she made a mistake. Shchora v'hari yilavona. He said she's black and she was really white. Ktsara v'hari aruka. She's short and she wasn't short. She was tall. Mutter ba, so the halacha is he's mutter, the neder is batal. Mit lo mit nei shekura v'nasa na, not because she became pretty, because that would be nolad, right? Shchora v'nasa levana, ktsara v'nasa aruka. Not because when he made the neder it was taka true, and then it changed. That would be nolad, and that wouldn't be a way of imater neder. Ela shah neder tos. It's talking with the neder was a toast to begin with. That he made a mistake. He thought she was ugly. She wasn't ugly. So Mishlam al Rav Huna the Omer Nasik told the Nidro B'Dover Tana told the Nidro B'Dover V'Tana Neder Tols. According to Rav Huna, we had on Friday, who said that the first case of the Mishnah is what's it called where it changed, and but since he mentioned specifically the reason, that's not Nolad, right? So this said the Mishnah said two different cases. One case of where it changed, but it wasn't nolad because you mentioned it to begin with, and the second case where it was a tos to begin with. El Rabbi Yochanan de Omer kvar meis kvar osa tshuva. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the first part of the Mishnah is also talking in a case where he made a tos. He made a tos that I'm not going to marry this woman because her father's a Rosh and he's dead already. So the whole nether was a tos, right? So then the second case is also the same exact case. So why do you need two cases of the same thing where he made a nether and he thought that the situation was one way and it was a different way? Lomali lemishne trezim ne nether toes. Kasha. That's what a kasha taka Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi mosiv rababa v'hari hu noa elisha nether betoes. Mikara v'lo havi nether. Never was a nether to begin with. It was a nidre toes. Bishlom al Rav Huna tani reisha tol a nether bedover. The Sefer Tana told the neder betos, they don't neder. According to Rav Huna, the first case is talking where the thing didn't happen yet, but since you mentioned it in the nether, right, then that's not called nolad, because you were considering it, you were anticipating it. And the second case is where the tos was at the time you made the nether. But according to Rav Yochanan, they're both exactly the same thing. They're nidre tos. When you made the nether, you were mistaken. So why two cases of the same kind of thing? So where's this kasha? Okay, the old Omer Rav Meir poskin lo min hakosuv. Omer Rav Meir poskin lo min hakosuv. Shebe Torah. You also use what it says in the Torah as a Pesach. The Omerim lo ilu ha'isi odeh shata over alo sikom velo sitor. If you knew that by making this nether, right, maybe the guy did something that you want to take revenge on, right? So you're over on lo sikom velo sitor by making this nether. Maybe the reason you made the nether is because you hate him. Right, or he needs your help, and you're over on the right. Maybe the guy's an oni or become an oni, and you'll have to help him. If you would have known all of this, would you made a nether? So Amar ilu ha'isi odeh shehu kain lo ha'isi nodeh. If I would have known all these things, I would never have made the nether. Hariza mutter. That's a Pesach that they can be matter the nether. Rashi, alo sikom velo sitor shim bakashtu mimenu kli velo hishilcha. You asked a kli from him and he wouldn't give it to you. V'hadarto hanoscha, and because of that you made a nether and he shouldn't have any handoff from you. So you're over on lo sikom. Osho l'chadover shalo kahugin. Or because he did something not nice to you, because you hate him, you made the nether. So over on lo sisna sachicha. The Torah om lo sisna sachicha lo vavecha. Ha Torah is kikosu lefarneso liovo lachyoso. Right? Torah is mechayiv you to mefarnes a person, the cheyochicha imach, and to love him, and to keep him alive, and you're being over, and all those things are making this nether. Shemi yoni viata yocha lefarneso, machmas nidarcha. V'im Omar ilu ha'isi odeya b'shasa neder b'chol azoros halolu lo ha'isi noder. So Rashi brings Shema Yoni. In the Gemara it doesn't say that. It says Onihu. Shaila is whether becoming an Oni is nolad. right? Because if he wasn't an Ani then, and we're saying maybe he'll become an Ani, then the neder should stay. That's not a Pesach. But like we said, there are many Rishonim who hold that a Nolad, that's Shchiach, and becoming poor is Shchiach. That's something that's not unusual. Okay. Gemara. Omer le Rav Huna bar Rav Ketina le Rabbanan. Neima kol de ma'ani lav olay nothil. The guy could say, look, what are you telling me? He's going to become poor or he's poor. It's not my responsibility. Right? My demoti li le farneso bahade kuliyam le farneso le. What do I am? Are you going to tell me I have to be mafarnesin? And therefore I can't make a nether? There's other people that mafarnesin. Omer le neo miracle an nofile an nofile de gabay tchila. No, he's your relative. He's talking to his relative. And even though they're gaboyim, but first relatives should take care of their relatives before the guy goes to the tzibur. Rashi, the name are called me ani. Am I poseach lo sheme yoani? Leimalei madir lav called me ani. Nofel olai lefarneso. Not everybody's poor. Do I have to take care of? Yimuli lo gaboy lefarneso. Let the gaboyim take care of it. Umay demati ledidi lemehevi lefarneso. Right, and I'll give my share to the tzibur, and they'll take from that. Well, I don't have to give him directly, so I can make an issue that he can't have any hand off from me. Why am I more responsible than anybody else? You first don't go to the tzibur to get public funds. Now, first the relatives try to take care. After they can't take care, then you put it on the tzibur. So here, this talking with this guy is his relative, so you're responsible more than the tzibur. Mishnah. Poschim lo'odem b'ksubas ishto. Right? The person makes a nether that he's not going to have any hanoah from his wife, or she shouldn't have any hanoah from him. So he has to divorce her. So he said, if you would have known you're going to have to pay her ksuba, would you have made such a nether? Her ksuba was 400 dinar. He was mechayev to give her the ksuba. The chori didn't add, say, a pesach that would you have made the nether altogether if you would have known you had to pay the ksuba. So Gemara is going to ask, it's a maisa that's soser. My father left us a yerusha of 800 dinrin. Notel achi dalad meil. My brother took 400, so left me with 400. Vani dalad meils. Lo daish and titel he masayim vani masayim. Shouldn't we split it? I should have to pay for all the 400 for a ksuba. Right, let's split it. Omar li Rabbi Akiva afilu atom mocher saroshcha atom nosim waksubasa. Even if you have to sell your hair, right, to the Indians or whatever, for shekels, you'll sell your hair, right, and pay your ksuba. So the Rishon and Rashi says right away, you're not mechuyev to pay from the tautlin. On Bisman Hazeh, there's a takana that you do pay from the tautlin. By the time of the Gemara, not metautlin were not meshubah to the ksuba, only karka. And hair is not considered karka. Even if a human being is considered karka, his hair, since it's omeid to be cut, is considered metautlin. So his hair, they explain, doesn't mean that he's going to have to cut off his hair and pay her the ksuba with the money from the hair. What it means is that you're going to have to pay her the ksuba. And if that doesn't leave you any money, and you're going to have to sell your hair to eat, so you'll have to sell your hair to eat. Omer lo, ilu ha'isi yodeh, shukein lo ha'isi noder, ve'iti Rabbi Akiva. Right? If I would have known that I'm going to have to pay all this money, I never would have made the nether to begin with and then have to divorce her. So when Rabbi Akiva was matir the nether because of that, Rashi. No Rashi on the Mishnah. Atzah mocher saroshcha meforish b'gemara. V'amar habal ilu ha'isi odeya. Okay. Gemara. Metalklim mishtabel ksuba. Metalklim are not mishubet to the ksuba. Right. So why should he have to sell his hair to pay for the ksuba? His hair is metalklim. Rabbi, a karka shove a chesmeos dinner, right? Maisa, it's talking where he had karka worth 800 dinar. Not that the father left 800 dinar money. Money would not be meshubit from the Yerusha to the Ksuba. So it's talking left karka. Tomorrow says, Voktani Sarosho. The Maisa, it says he's going to have to pay from his hair. who sarosha metaltlihu, and sarosha is metaltlin, hachi kamer, afilo atamocher, sarosha the ochel, right, even if you have to pay a ksuba and you have nothing to eat, you're gonna have to sell your hair in order to eat, you're gonna have to do that too. But the sar is not what he's paying the ksuba from. It's the land that he's paying the ksuba from, but it leaves him nothing to eat from, so he'll have to sell his hair to be able to eat. Okay, Rashi. Shma mina midika omer ches meo zuz hiniach li lanu abba ritzona lito masayim shma mina de metalkli mishtab de ksuba. It's mashma the father left money, and the money is mishubit to the ksuba. For kai melanzo lo mishtabde. Right, in the time of the Gemara, metalkli are not mishubit. Right, there's a takana later of what's it called, that metalkli is also a mishubit, and we write in the ksuba, what's it called, that call nechosim de isli toshmaya, hey, what's it called, nechosim de isbo nachrayus, the lesbo nachrayus, are meshubah to the ksuba. But in the time of the Gemara, metalklin were not meshubah to the ksuba. Omer Abaye, hochikomer, karka shova ches meo zuz, the father left land that was worth 800 zuz, and land is meshubah. Aivok tani afilu atamocher saroshka, umashmet de kaomer afilu ein lechola hashlim ksuba elami saroshka. Even if you can't pay the ksuba from anything from your hair, you're going to have to sell your hair. And hair, right, zaku katolamoch ulahashlimla. Visaro shomataltalu. The chola omeid ligzos ki gozus dami. Even if you consider a human being where avodim are hukash lakarkos, and a regular person is hukash lavodim. So it could be that he has a din of karka. But his hair doesn't have a din of karka, because hachi kom Rabbi Kiva, elim kein timkor saroshcha. If you're going to give her all everything you have for the ksuba in land, it's going to leave you nothing to buy food from, and you have to sell your hair to buy food. You're still going to have to give her everything that's meshubet to the ksuba. Zokukat alitain kol karka sheyeshlocha. You have to give her all the karka that you have.